Welcome to Welcome to the Empowerment Place. I'm Prophet Cheryl Forrest, the author of By His Stripes We Are Healed, How to Receive and Keep Your Healing from Cancer, Pain, Sickness, and Disease. I want to thank Prophet Valerie Burrell for allowing me to be on tonight. And tonight we will be taking in prayer requests, so you can call the number 1-323-927-3014, and you can leave your prayer request, or you can message us, and we will be praying for you throughout the broadcast. I was talking to a lady the other day that had a sickness in her body, and once she received prayer, she made the comment about whether or not she was going to receive that healing, was that God would heal her in his own time. And I found myself later on that day, the words just kept coming up in my spirit, will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? In other words, do you want to be whole? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to receive what Jesus died on the cross so that you can have? Do you want to take possession of the healing that Jesus paid the price so you can have in your own body? Now, this is something that just kept ringing in my spirit. Will thou be made whole? Beloved, Jesus came that we may have life and that more abundantly. So God wants us to know tonight that he wants us healed, he wants us delivered, and he wants us set free. But there's four things that we're going to look at tonight that will delay the process of healing. And again, you can call in your prayer request at 323-14. Praise God. So we're going to look at tonight in John in the fifth chapter. And in John, the fifth chapter tells us, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity for 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case or in that condition, and said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And the Bible says, and immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Spirit of the Lord is asking us today. He's given us a choice. You know, one thing about life and one thing about living is we have the ability to make choices. And tonight, we have the ability to make this choice that God's offering us tonight. Just like this impotent man couldn't walk for 38 years, when Jesus met him, he came to him. Now, the impotent man didn't go to where Jesus was. Jesus came to him. He had an encounter with God that day. And Jesus asked him a very important question. The same question that I feel that he's asking us tonight. Wilt thou be made whole? Believer, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be made whole? This is the question that he asked this man. And we've seen the text that said, here's a man that's been in this condition for 38 years. And he has allowed his condition to realize his mindset. In his own mind, his situation looks hopeless because he's focusing on his limitations instead of his possibilities. Because when Jesus asked him, do you want to be healed? Instead of him saying yes, he turns around and he tells them that he doesn't have anyone to help him to get into the water and that he doesn't have a physical ability to get into the pool by himself. Then he goes on to tell Jesus that, you know, even though he tries to get to that pool, it just looks like every time somebody else meets him there. So he's thinking about all these limitations, all these reasons why he couldn't get to the pool, when in actuality, he had the giver of life was standing right in front of him. He had Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth us, standing right in front of him. And all he had to say was, yes, Lord. And that's what we have today. We have that choice today. God's asking us the same question. Do you want to be healed? You know, I used to tell the people, when you get tired of something, you'll do something about it. And I remember one day getting tired of being sick, being tired of being in a bad situation. And I decided to do something about it. And this was before God began to use me in the era of healing. When I would see people on TV and they'd be praying for healing, I would get up out of my seat, and I tell you the truth, I would go to that TV, I would lay my hands on that television set, pray for healing, I'd be right there. I'd be like, yes, Lord, heal me in Jesus' name. Bless God, hallelujah. But I was willing to get up and do something. And I also had the mindset, I said, you know, if there was ever any physical problems with me, you know, after God had healed me from the cancer, I said, I would get on an airplane and go to wherever there was that somebody had a healing ministry and get in that line to get my healing. And it's almost like you have to be desperate enough to want change. You've got to be desperate enough to want to get up, you know, so that your circumstances can get better. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and that more abundantly. So God has that for us. He wants us to partake of the provisions that Jesus provided for us through his death on the cross. And remember, when Jesus gave his life upon the cross, he gave his life so that we can be sin free for our sins. So that when we go before the Father, he doesn't have to see us, you know, covered with sin. He'll see us covered with the blood of Jesus. He sees our sins forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. He went to that cross and he took sickness for you and I. His body was broken and bruised that you and I could be healed today. And it didn't even stop there. The Bible says that Jesus died poor, that we could be rich. So God does want us to have life and that more abundantly. And again, you have a choice tonight. So get on the phone, call somebody, tell them tonight, we're going to be praying for the sick tonight. But not only are we going to be praying for you to be healed in your physical body, we want to pray for you tonight because we want to pray for those that have been emotionally going through something, maybe grief. Maybe there's some type of brokenheartedness that you've been going through. God wants you to know that he's the healer of the brokenhearted, and he wants you healed today as well. Then those of you out there that maybe you're having some financial situations going on in your life right now, and you need healing in your finances, well, we want to touch and agree with you tonight and pray that God will bless you financially as well. So we want you to go ahead and dial that number so we can begin to pray for you. And again, that number is 323-927-3014. Bless God, hallelujah. Jesus asked that man, do you want to be healed? And God's asking us tonight, do you want to be healed? Now, I work in the healthcare field, and one thing that I've noticed about sickness is sometimes people get so accustomed to coping with their infirmity and managing the pain and the discomfort. And I've seen people get so accustomed to taking medication just to function throughout the day. Sometimes they have to take medication to get up in the morning and medication to sleep at night. But I've even heard them take ownership of the sickness by calling it their pain, their heart problems, or their high blood pressure. And they tend to accept their condition as the norm and lose hope of being healed and free from pain, sickness, or disease. And they I don't think they really realize what they're doing, but they're settling for less than the life and that more abundantly that Jesus provided for us. But Jesus came to where that man was that day in John, in the 5th chapter. And he had compassion on him. and he saw his condition, and he saw his need. God wants us to know tonight that he sees our condition. He knows your need. And the Bible says, whatever you ask of the Father in the name of the Son, he will do it. So if you need healing tonight, we're going to ask God for healing for you. And we're going to believe God. And he wants you to know that he's not a respecter of persons. He healed this man in the Bible. And his ability to heal just didn't stop there. The same anointing, the same power that healed then is available to heal tonight. So God wants you healed. He wants you whole. He wants us to believe him for healing tonight and know that he's more than able. God has all power in his hand. He has the power to heal you. And it doesn't matter whether you've been sick 38 years or whether you've been sick for 20 years or maybe 14 years. Maybe it's something recent, as much as 6 months. Or maybe you recently went to the doctor and received a negative report. Still, the same question is before you tonight. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be whole? You don't have to stay in that condition. There was a woman in the Bible, and the Bible talks about her being sick. She had an issue for 12 years. That issue was a blood condition. She kept bleeding for 12 years, and she got tired of her condition to the point where she heard that Jesus was passing by, and she had made up in her mind. She said, if I can just touch, sometimes it takes being desperate enough to do something different, desperate enough to call that telephone number, desperate enough to stand in the gap, desperate enough to log in and to message and say, hey, put me on the prayer line. You know, pray for me tonight. I want something different in my life. I want this life and that more abundantly that Jesus has promised me. Sometimes it takes desperation to get the answer to your prayer. Well, this woman was so desperate. She was so fed up with her current condition that she said, you know what? If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And you know the story. She pressed her way through that crowd. There were people out there, and she knew within herself she didn't have no business being out there. She was considered unclean, but she didn't care. She got tired of her situation. I'm hoping tonight that you're tired of that ache, that you're tired of that pain, tired of that diagnosis, you're tired of cancer, you're tired of high blood pressure. Maybe you're tired of sugar diabetes. Maybe it's lupus that you're tired of. Maybe it's a heart problem, or maybe there's a growth on your body. But tonight, I pray that you get tired enough that you'll be willing to make a difference. You'll be willing enough to change, willing enough to call in and say, hey, pray for me. But we do want you to know that we will be praying at the end, by the end of the broadcast, for everyone. Again, that number that you can call in is 323-927-3014. Again, that woman that had that issue, 12 long years. Now, 12 years is a long time to have a condition. That man in John 5, he had his for 38 years. But as we read, Jesus told him something to do. He said, get up, rise up. And that's what it's going to take for us tonight. We're going to have to make a decision, a choice to get up. Because the Bible says when he did, immediately he was able to walk. There was another man in the Bible that Jesus had told to do something, just like he's telling us to do something tonight. And the thing that I'm hearing him saying is, have faith in him. Have faith in God's ability to heal you. There was a man that had a wither, and the Bible says Jesus told him, stretch forth your hand. And when he stretched forth his hand, the Bible says that his hand immediately began to look just like the other hand. It became whole, just like his other hand. Take the limits off of God. So those of you out there, you've received diagnosis from the doctor, and you've taken on the mindset of, it is what it is. That's not true. That's a deception from the enemy. Remember, it is what the Word of God says it is. Peter, in the second chapter, the fourth verse. Yes.
We want to remind the callers, we have a few on the line tonight. that if you would like to place your prayer request, please press 1 and we can bring you live on the call. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Prophet Burrell.
Amen.
Again, in Peter 2:4, it says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
We have a caller, the last 4 digits, 1808. You're live.
Go ahead, caller.
Request for prayer for my throat.
Okay. Well, we're going to pray right now for your throat, okay?
Yes.
I want to ask you this question, like I've been saying tonight. Do you want to be healed?
Yes.
And I know your response is yes, right, because you're calling in tonight. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer. And we pray tonight, dear God, for this caller on the other line who's having problems with his throat and wants healing for his throat. We pray now, God, that you would touch his throat. We bind up the spirit of infirmity out of your throat now in Jesus' name. We rebuke whatever that ailment is, whatever that disease is, whatever that hindrance is. We rebuke it right now. We bind it up. We rebuke it and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. And we lose total healing for your throat now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up all infirmity and we cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree by the word of God that by his stripes you are healed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We want to thank you so much for calling in tonight. We're believing God with you, and we will continue to pray with you and for you. Amen. I want to remind you tonight, bless Jesus, sounding better already. Hallelujah. I want to remind you, Isaiah 53:4 says, Surely our grief he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, men of God and afflicted. Jesus bore our grief. He bore our sicknesses. He bore our sorrows. So if you're out there tonight and maybe you've been going through bereavement, maybe there's some sorrow in your life, we also pray for you tonight that God would heal you, that he would take away that grief, that he would take away that pain, that he would replace it with his peace, and that he would also replace it with his joy in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you that you're a healer of the brokenhearted in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for healing them tonight. And we give you the glory and the honor and praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and receive that. I used to work for DMV in Newport News, and I remember having a customer that came in around about this time of the year. And that customer, when he came to the line, he had this sad look on his face, and he almost looked like something was wrong with him. And I asked him, was he okay? And he told me, he said, he just didn't like this time of the year because he had lost loved ones. And I began to minister to him on the job at that time. And there are people out there, and I just feel this in my spirit, there are people out there tonight that you might be feeling the same way, that you're not that happy about this time of year because you've also lost love. Jesus can heal the brokenhearted. He can heal the wound. If you're spiritually wounded, maybe you're going through some things that emotional things tonight, we lose healing to you tonight as well, and we pray that you will find comfort in the fact that Jesus is a healer of the brokenhearted. Allow God to heal you tonight. Go ahead and release that pain unto him right now. Go ahead and release that sorrow unto him, and then begin to breathe in the healing that's been provided for you tonight. I tell my people, I'm the senior pastor of New Creation Ministries, located at 61 Cosby Lane in Cosby, Virginia. And I tell them, I say, okay, go ahead and exhale all of that pain, exhale that grief, exhale that sorrow tonight. Then go ahead on and inhale your healing. Healing has already been provided for us, and really it is a by faith. We receive it by faith. So go ahead and receive your healing by faith tonight. Amen. Provided it, and good thing about it, it's free. And all we have to do is receive it. Bless Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 8:9, verse tells us, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. There are some people out there tonight, maybe you're struggling financially. We don't want to leave you out of the prayer. So if that's you tonight, let's agree in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for our sisters and brothers that are having financial difficulties. You said, God, that you take pleasure in our prosperity. You said that you're Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And, God, we trust you. All of our needs are met by you according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we loose you in their finances. And we ask even now, God, that you will touch their finances, that you will heal them in the area of finances, that you will bless them, Lord, with the finances to meet all their needs in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that, Father. We give you glory. Again, the number to call in is 323-927-3014. And you can press 1 to come online, and we'll talk to you and pray for you for your healing. Bless Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to thank Prophet Valerie Burrell for being with us tonight. Prophet Burrell, you have anything you'd like to say?
I'm just grateful, Prophetess Cheryl, for you doing this. Amen. The testimonies that came forth on last week about how the prayer, the opportunity to receive prayer was such a blessing to those who listened in on last week. And I just believe that God is going to show himself great through this, that the testimonies will begin to flood in regarding what God has done in the lives of the people that you are praying for. So I just want to encourage you, my sister, to just flow in what God has given you, because it's going to tremendously affect the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And also, and we talked about the four things. We want to talk about this, get this in tonight. There are four things that could delay the process and detain your healing. Number one, one of the first things is doubt and unbelief. Hebrews 11, chapter 6, verse says, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. We're talking about God. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Remember the Israelites? Doubt and unbelief prevented the Israelites from entering into what God had promised them. It takes faith to please God. There was a man, again, the man with the withered hand. Remember that testimony? When Jesus told him to stretch forth his hand, he obeyed and he stretched forth his hand, and his hand was made whole just like the other one. But it takes faith in God. It takes obedience to whatever God tells you to do. Have faith in God, trust in him, and God will heal you. The second thing is unforgiveness cripples the person that refuses to forgive. Sometimes we think that if we hold, you know, if we hold unforgiveness against somebody that is hurting them, no, it's not. Unforgiveness cripples and hurts the individual that's walking in the unforgiveness. I know one time I had some situations going on in my life, some people had hurt me, and I remember just like it was yesterday. The Holy Spirit told me, let it go. And when he said, let it go, I knew exactly what he was talking about. And at that time, I used to have a store, and I had old money, back money on my rent for the store, and I wanted the landlord to come down on the rent. And at that particular day, when the Holy Spirit talked to me, and he said, let it go, let the pain go, let the hurt go, I said, okay, God, I know exactly what you're talking about. I said, God, I forgive them, and I let it go. Do you know that it wasn't long after that the landlord just happens to come into the building right after I made the decision to let them go, to forgive them for the hurt that they had brought onto me. The landlord comes in that day, and she says, I heard you want to talk to me. And I said, yes. I said, well, you know, the rent is a little high, and I was wondering would you come down. Because I let go that day, because I was obedient to God, that landlord dropped my rent that day, I believe it was from $1,500 to $1,000 a month. And then not only that, before she left the store, she turned around, she said, oh, by the way, the money that you owed me last year, she said, it's forgiven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the power of forgiveness. When we forgive other people, God forgives us. So I want to encourage you tonight to go ahead and let those people go. It's not even worth holding on to. And unforgiveness is a huge blessing blocker. And right now you need to receive everything that God has for you, and God wants you to receive it. I was looking for a scripture, and I found it. It's in Mark, the 11th chapter. It says, have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. You can't doubt in your heart. You've got to have faith. It says, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. I'm going to say that again. You can pray for anything, and if you believe that you receive it, it will be yours. It will. Didn't say it shall be. It said it will be yours. But then verse 25 says this, but when you are praying, first forgive anyone you're holding a grudge against so that your Father in heaven will forgive you your sins still. So unforgiveness is a huge blessing blocker. Doubt and unbelief, these are two that you don't want standing in your way. Another thing is sin. When Jesus found that impotent man that we were talking about in John 5, it says, after Jesus findeth him in the temple, he said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. So sin can hinder you from receiving your complete healing. And sin can cause that thing to come back again. So you don't want to get caught back up into being sick again. So go ahead on and repent from your heart. Bless you. And the next thing is double-mindedness. The Bible tells us a double-minded man won't receive anything from God. So you can't be double-minded. You can't be walking in sin, unforgiveness, also doubt and unbelief. Those are the four things that will hinder you from receiving what God has for you. So we're going to go ahead on and pray. If you've got any of this stuff going on in your life, let's pray and ask God for forgiveness. And maybe you're out there and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're not 100% sure that you'll be able to go to heaven when Jesus comes back. Why don't you pray this prayer with me so you can make sure, and then we're going to pray for the sick. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I repent of every sin that I've committed. I repent of double-mindedness. I repent of doubt and unbelief. I repent of unforgiveness. I repent of sin in Jesus' name. And I ask your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Anything that would hinder me from being healed tonight, I repent of it, and I ask your forgiveness in Jesus' name. For those of you that you're not 100% sure that you'll be able to go to heaven when Jesus comes back, when you leave this earth, Father, I ask you to come into my life tonight and save me and make my salvation real to me in Jesus' name. Now, we pray for everyone that's listening tonight. We bind that sickness up. We rebuke that sickness. We cast it out in Jesus' name. We rebuke high blood pressure. We rebuke high blood pressure. We rebuke cancer. We rebuke sugar diabetes in Jesus' name. We rebuke all manner of sicknesses and diseases. And we lose healing the flow to your body. And we thank God tonight that by Jesus Christ, go ahead and receive that healing tonight. Know that God loves you. He has the best and the better for you, and that's healing, that's wholeness, that's victory in Jesus' name. God loves you. We love you. Again, call us, message us, let us know that you're listening tonight. Let us know that we would love to hear your praise report of your healing that you received tonight. Know tonight that God has a best. Again, God has a best for you, and that best is healing. So receive your healing tonight. Amen. God bless you. We love you.